Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Angel Manghuel. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Tovar moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Angel Manghuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghuel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin juggles the ball. That's an error on Corbin. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Rudy reaches third base with a triple. Holtzman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Rudy moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Cullen moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan bunts towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. Epstein moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Voss is walked intentionally. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 3 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Corbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Cullen moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Cullen moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Steve Bry. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Manghul. Reese reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Duncan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Duncan. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing left field. Don Mincher pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 4 in the game. Manghul hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darold Knowles now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 3 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nettles pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Dan Monson pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 5 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Voss, who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Eric Soderholm pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 4 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Renick now playing left field. Rich Reese now playing first base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Granger covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 4 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Granger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Granger strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Voss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin. Voss reaches second base with a double. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-5 in the game. Manghul bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Voss moves to third. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Voss scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-6 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Cullen scores. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rudy is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to home to get Campaneris. Rudy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles is 0-for-1 in the game. Knowles hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-5 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-5 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.